Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Today is the fourth Sunday of Advent, Year C. First reading taken from the prophet Micah, chapter 5, verses 1 to 4. Our psalm for today is Psalm 80. Second reading taken from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 5 to 10. Gospel reading taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 39 to 45. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is the woman who is to give birth. It is proper at the threshold of Christmas to review the import of Advent through the lenses of a living icon who was prepared by God to be the mother of the one to rule over Israel. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 27, she is identified as Mary the Virgin. Through her fiat of faith, her yes of faith, the Virgin Mary conformed her will with the will of God. Thus, in the words of St. Augustine, Mary was chosen to be the one from whom salvation in the very midst of the human race would be born for us. Hence, Mary believed and conceived by faith. Therefore, faith is a precious and priceless gift of God, for which we must give thanks. It authenticates our salvific adoption and charges us to bear and proclaim the will of the Lord. In other words, our faith conforms and consecrates us to the Lord, offers us His character, and fashions us for our mission, the mission of the Lord Most High. Mary assented to God's salvific mission and faithfully cooperated with graces reserved for the woman eternally chosen to be the mother of God. Thus, there is no doubt that Mary is the woman who is to give birth and destroy evil with her offspring. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15 says, in today's first reading, Prophet Micah also confirmed that Mary's child had been given a mandate to rule over and shepherd Israel, to replace the sacrifices for sins, to bring back the lost sheep, and to extend his reign to the ends of the world. Thus, Mary conceived through the Holy Spirit and became the dwelling place of the bearer of the good news, our Lord Jesus himself. However, Mary was willing to share the joy of the Lord, to share the joy of the good news with her cousin Elizabeth, and to assist her who was with child in her old age. But lo and behold, baby John the Baptist and Elizabeth also had a message of joy for Mary. Led by the Holy Spirit, they acknowledged her motherhood and blessedness. In response, Mary praised the name of the Lord. My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, she says. Like Mary, we are faith-driven actors of God's drama of revival, God's drama of renewal, and God's drama of rebirth. Hence, we bear in our hearts a message or messages that reassures our sick and needy brethren. We bear in our hearts a message that overwhelms with love a tagged sinner and the needy. And if truly we have been adopted and divinized, now is the time to prioritize our relationship with the Lord and to prepare ourselves to share those messages of salvation stored in our hearts. This period of Christmas, we are called to spread the good news. We are called to spread the joy of the good news. And we are called to spread the peace of the good news. We are called to spread the love of the good news. We are called to express the hope of the good news. May the Lord in His infinite mercy help us to remain faithful to our calling. May He help us to remain in His love and share His love with a brother, with a sister. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our Lady's Seat of Wisdom, pray for us.